Hey, this is iRockRadio.me. You are not going to believe who I've got on the phone calling in the iRock Radio studios. I got Michael Del Pizzo. He is by far the most vocalistically gifted man in all of rock metal right now. He is the lead vocalist of Sunflower Dead and, man, on tour right now. How's the tour hanging? And how you doing, man?
The tour is phenomenal. I mean, us and Avatar go great together. You know, you're getting such a theatrical show from both of us. They're a little more metal. We're a little more rock. And the fans are getting their money's worth. So, you know, we're out here spreading the evil seeds. It's great.
I spread enough evil seeds at my house with my wife. So, you know, there's a lot of little running around.
There you go.
So, first question I want to get out right away. You guys, you took two members of one band, some members of another, you sprinkle evil seeds, and you come up with Sunflower Dead. How did those projects merge into this current band?
Well, you know, I mean, it really was an idea that came after. We all were pretty much out of our former bands, and I had just kind of looked around and said, you know, it would probably be a good idea to kind of grab the people from the other bands that we knew in Southern California, where we're from, that are kind of the drivers of their band, you know, the rock stars, the guys that really, really want to be doing this. And, you know, everybody that we talked to seemed open to it. And when we also told them that we kind of wanted to have a look, you know, maybe makeup or something, you know, a la Kiss, and we were surprised that everybody really was excited to do that, too, and to have a good time with this thing. So it's kind of been a blessing to have so much fun.
I'm glad you're having fun, man. That's what all rock music is about. If you're going to do this, right, you better have fun doing it. So, speaking of the makeup, I'm glad you got into that. You know, I got a question, man. Who or what inspired you guys to step into those larger-than-life rock stars that you guys are, obviously, that uses makeup and musical sound to create that image that you got going on the road, man? What or who inspired that, man?
Well, it probably started with me when I was really young, like Dee Snider, Twisted Sister, things like that. So I didn't know it because I've never been the type of guy to do this type of, you know, makeup look thing. But, you know, I saw Kiss about 10 years ago, maybe 8 years ago, for the first time. Never like a huge Kiss fan, always respected and appreciated. And I walked out of that concert going, now that's what I'm talking about. They just entertained me, and I'm not even really a fan. They entertained me for 2 hours, and that was amazing. That's what I would like to do with my next band. And we got the opportunity to start a band, and we're doing exactly that. You know, our own version, a little darker, a little more serious lyrically, obviously, but I would have, you know, that kind of fun on stage with the look and the way we perform.
Personally, I love the image. I think more bands should take advantage of that kind of imagery and, you know, costume-esque kind of deal, man. So I got to ask,
right on.
I got to ask right now, you know, you guys are touring. You're on the second, you know, studio album that you got out. You got an opportunity to work with Jonathan Davis, one of the gods of rock, you know, with Korn. How was it working with him, man?
It was cool. I mean, you almost wouldn't even know you were in the room with a rock star. You know, he just is really quiet, and you know, he did his vocal parts and asked me what we wanted him to do, and then he had his ideas, and it was as easy as easy could be. And then he invited me and my guitarist Jamie, who we went to Bakersfield, California, where his studio is, and recorded the tracks with him, and went back to his house and hung out with his family, and he just is a nice person, you know. That's what I went away with doing that for him. I mean, he was super pro when he was doing his vocals, and then he was super laid back when we were just kicking it, talking about whatever.
So he is basically rock god on stage and Gandhi behind the scenes.
Yeah, man, he's just cool. I thought, you know, it was when I was sitting next to him at his house, I sometimes forgot I was sitting next to Jonathan Davis because he was just cool. He just his hair pulled back, and he was just sitting there talking all quiet and very relaxed.
Dude, I'm jealous right now. Ridiculously jealous of you, man. Ridiculously jealous. Hey, I got on the phone with me, Michael Del Pizzo. He is the lead vocalist of Sunflower Dead. And if you don't know or haven't heard anything from this band, I'm going to play you right now their latest single featuring none other than Rock God and apparently Rock Gandhi, Jonathan Davis. This is the song It's Time to Get Weird from Sunflower Dead, happening on iRockRadio.me.